At Forget-Me-Not Farm, just off Highway 12 between Santa Rosa and Sebastopol, there is a comfortable pig yard, vegetable gardens, a busy chicken coop, and a barn full of llamas, horses, and other animals. But this farm is actually an educational environment, a unique program designed to avert animal abuse by working with young children with troubled backgrounds. Founder and director Carol Rathman created the farm 21 years ago.
There have been unintended consequences in that the benefit to the children have been far greater than we ever anticipated. But the goal still is the same, and that is teaching compassion and nurturing skills to children that otherwise might not be friendly to animals. And the joy in doing that is that it's sort of generalized into the rest of their lifestyle, and they're kinder to each other.
From kindergarten age into high school, groups of kids visit the two-acre farm regularly. But unlike typical school field trips, they're coming from group homes, foster care, or even detention facilities.
They're all referred. They all have substantiated reports of abuse and neglect. So we're really looking at children that are coming from families or communities with violent backgrounds, whether it's domestic violence, community violence, or physical or sexual assault on the children, because that's a population that has the greater propensity of living violent lives.
The four dozen or so full-time residents at Forget-Me-Not Farm cover a wide spectrum, from an infant lamb to a 35-year-old miniature horse, familiar pigs and horses to a rare cousin to a camel called a guanaco. Each offers a different sort of learning experience.
The animals all teach the kids lessons, how to respond to the animals, to get a reaction from the animals, how to treat the animals. Some of them are incredibly friendly, like goats come right up and mug you and want to get right in your face. Llamas a little more aloof, and guanacos, not going to happen.
But Rathman says newcomers have to work their way up to caring for the creatures.
We're a mixture of animal-assisted therapy and horticultural therapy. So when we have a new group of kids and we're kind of gauging what their activity level's like, do they have a gentle touch? Do they know what that is? Can they follow directions? We have them in the garden first. That really gives us a lot of clue about what we're going to be working with, and then we do a slower introduction to the animals.
That needn't take long. Even very young kids quickly grasp what they need to know.
Victor, do you remember a rule? What's one of them?
No picking Barney up.
And who's Barney? Stephanie hasn't been here before.
Black cat.
The black cat. So you can pet Barney, but please don't pick him up. What's another important thing that we have to remember?
Quiet voices. Yes.
Quiet voices? What about, should we run?
No.
No? What should we do?
Walk.
Walk.
A few of these first graders are already experienced hands at the farm, and for some of them, Rathman says, forget-me-not will become an unusual constant in their lives.
About 80% of our kids are in some kind of out-of-home placement, living in an agency, living in a group home. So because we work with so many agencies in Sonoma County, we actually see these kids grow up, because once they're in the system, they often stay in the system. They grow from one agency to another agency, and we serve most of the agencies that serve this population. The farm's a constant for them, so they keep coming back.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.